Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, for another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 14th edition, and we are back after the All-Star break. Hope you guys enjoyed the Derby, enjoyed the All-Star game, enjoyed some time off, whatever you did, and we are back and ready to go. We had a Bench with Bubba episode earlier this week, got Bubba the Bloom coming for you on Thursday night, and then we'll be back with all the other content, as usual, written content and podcast form, video form, whatever you prefer to take it in as. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. You'll find all those goodies right there. Let's get cracking for you. 14-game main slate to bring us back into the second half of the season. Here are the totals we have for now. I'm still waiting on like two teams to release starting pitchers, so some news may be subject to change, but they're not really big pitchers that we're too worried about, so you'll be okay. Marlins, Orioles, 8.5. Giants, Pirates, 9. Brewers, Reds, 10. Dodgers, Mets, 8.5. White Sox, Braves, 9. Waiting on Red Sox Cubs as we have a random evening game on a Friday in Wrigley. Guardians Rangers 8.5, Rays Royals 9, Rockies Yankees 11.5, and Coors Field. Astros Angels 8, Tigers Mariners 7. Waiting on a few more there, like we don't have the Great American Small Park game between the Brewers and the Reds on here, which we're supposed to get Corbin Burns versus Graham Ashcraft. So you know what we're doing there. Let's talk pitching on this 14-game main slate edition for you. And Shohei Ohtani at 10-9 is your high-priced pitcher. We're looking to target. It is against the Houston Astros. I don't care when it comes to Shohei Ohtani. Dude's been an absolute monster. Last out, he only went 5 innings, allowed 5 runs, walked 4, struck out 5. But you learn to live with those kind of outings from Shohei Ohtani. He's one of the best pitchers in all of baseball, one of the best players in all of baseball. He should be healthy. The reason his last outing was so bad, he got a couple late home runs, is he kept dealing with a cracked fingernail. That's supposed to be completely healed, according to reports. We'll see how that one takes place. But when you're looking at the Houston Astros, this is a team over the last month that is hitting 250 versus righties with a 189 ISO and a 17.6% K rate. So they're playing very well, much better of late. Yordan Alvarez is going out on a rehab assignment starting this weekend, so he still will not be there to face Shohei. But I'll take Shohei at 10-9 if you're paying up at the position. The other option is Tyler Glasnow, which is extremely enticing at 10-3. And Glasnow might be more popular. He might be the better play when you really break it down. Glasnow's been getting stretched out of late. He went up to 88 pitches. He had 102 pitches to start before that. But he's been great. 20-plus points in 3 straight outings, at least 5 innings, 3 earned runs or less. And he has 8, 11, and 12. Those are his strikeout totals in his last 3. He has at least 6 Ks and 5 straight starts. So the strikeouts are in abundance from Tyler Glasnow, which gets you all the goody DK points that we're looking for here. And he goes up against the Kansas City Royals team with a 25% K rate, 227 average, 118 ISO. Glasnow is the dude to pay up for. I love Shohei. I think Shohei puts on a show against Houston Astros, a division rival, one of the better teams in the American League. But if you want the probably safer, maybe even better play, Tyler Glasnow at 10-3 against Kansas City Royals is where I'd be looking there. If you want to save some money, though, you got Charlie Morton at $9,000 at home against the Chicago White Sox. Chucky does what he does best, 5-plus innings, 3 earned runs or less, handful of strikeouts. That's what he does more often than not. You look at his last 5 starts, we're talking 17 or more points, 23 or more in 3 out of 5. He brings a phenomenal floor to the game with that 20 to 25-point ceiling. $9,000 against the White Sox, a White Sox team with a 25.4% K rate, 234 average, 174 ISO since over the last month. Lou Bob's day-to-day with the best up calf he got in the home run derby. We'll see if he's even in the lineup. I imagine he is, but we'll see. You never know. And that would just deteriorate this White Sox lineup even more. So Chucky at 9,000, really good pay-up spot outside of Tyler Glasnow. Luis Castillo, $8,900 at home against the Detroit Tigers. We love Luis Castillo. Sub-3 ERA in the first half, basically a one whip, tons of strikeouts, coming off 7 innings, no earned, 3 Ks in his last outing. It's one of the lower K games for him, but ground ball to fly balls have been great for Castillo. brings a great floor into this matchup. $8,900 is too cheap. Now, I will say the Detroit Tigers have been peskier than heck, but they're still striking out 24% of the time versus righties over the last month, hitting 246 with a 157 ISO. So you got to love yourself some Luis Castillo at 89. I imagine he's very popular. That's why I like Charlie Morton as a pivot off of Luis Castillo, because Castillo is too cheap. He should be rostered pretty heavily on Friday, even on a 14-game slate. Should come in with pretty decent ownership. I'm not talking 25% plus because it's 14 games, but I wouldn't be shocked if he's in the 15, 16% range, which is pretty darn chalky for this size of a slate. Morton's probably comes in sub 10%, I'd imagine. So I like the Castillo-Morton combo here. I like Morton over Castillo in tournaments, Castillo over Morton in cash game plays, both good plays with Tyler Glasnow. Now it starts to get a little murky. I'm not going with Rodon making a second start back in Coors. Not yet. Corbin Burns has been pitching better. I don't go to Great American Small Park. I'll just avoid that, especially on a slate of this magnitude. Kenta Maeda at $7,700 should be chalk. Should be chalk. He's made three starts since returning from the IL, five innings in each start, two runs or less in each start, eight or more Ks in two out of the four. That's the big thing. We always talk about it on this show for years now. We don't mind if guys give up a few runs. That's baseball, especially in this era of baseball. You got to get the strikeouts. Kenta Maeda gets strikeouts. Now he goes up against an A's team with a 24% K rate over the last month, only hitting 218 with a 114 ISO. The thing with Maeda, he can get into walk issues from time to time, and he won't go deep. We just know that. If you can get five innings out of him, you've had a good start. You're hoping for like seven, eight Ks. That's what you're looking for. And at $7,700, that's too cheap. That's really, really too cheap in this matchup. So you got to love yourself some Kenta Maeda on this one. Now, similar to Morton and Castillo in the $89,000 range, there's a pitcher at the same price at $7,700 as Kenta Maeda. So if you want your tournament pivot in big fields in 14-game slate, Brian Baio. I know it's like a broken record on this show, but he's my bae. This dude is amazing. Six or more innings pitched in six straight starts, three runs or less on all of those starts. He's gotten you five or more Ks in four to the six starts. He's put up, you know, in his last four starts, 17 or more points, three over 22. The production has been there from Brian Baio. He's been outstanding. Strikeouts are the things that fluctuate with him, but knock on wood, usually good for a quality start. And you get a Cubs team, you want to check the weather in Wrigley, obviously. And it's an evening game, not a day game on a Friday. But a 23% K rate, 255 average, 145 ISO versus righties. So a guy like Brian Baio, if he brings you a quality start, maybe gets you a K per inning, could equal or outperform Kenta Maeda at severely lower ownership. Think Kenta Maeda. Maeda, like a Maeda-Castillo combo, I expect to be the cash combo. I expect to be very, very popular on Friday's slate. So you got your Morton and you got your Brian Baio as phenomenal pivots off of those two guys in tournament plays. Now, do you have to pivot both? No. Could you pivot both? Yes, and it'll give you all the hitting chalk you could want on the face of the planet. You could play Morton and Baio and get all of the Coors, all of the Great American Small Park, everything you want in one basket. Not saying that's what you have to do, but just the low ownership rates of those two pitchers compared to their partners in the price ranges could help you in a big, big way. Other than that, though, Dean Kramer at $7,100 at home against the Miami Marlins. I love what Dean does. He'll have his blowups from time to time. One happened recently. There's no hiding that. But at the same time, it's Miami near 21% K rate over the last month, 271 average, 134 ISO. They've been pesky, but if you're looking for value, Dean Kramer racks up the strikeouts. Again, what we're looking for. He's coming off seven innings, 110 Ks in the Bronx against the Yanks. Got blown up against the Twins, but then he pitched well against Seattle, the Cubs, Toronto. And he's getting you five or more Ks in five straight starts. That's what you want to see at $7,100. So I like Kramer as a nice value at 71. And that's probably about it for now, unless we see some more pitching changes. But your primary pitchers, you can go Ohtani if you want. But the more we look at the slate, this is why it's a first pitch podcast. I love Ohtani. But Glasnow at 10-3, Morton at 9K, Castillo at 89, Maeda at 77, Baio 77, and then you got Kramer at 71 if you need a super punt. Maeda, Castillo, mega chalk. Mega chalk. Expect that one coming down the pipeline, and you can pivot around there for sure.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Now with 14 games on a slate, and I mentioned a handful of pitchers, like what, 6-7 pitchers there? That means we've got tons of bats. We got Great American Small Park. We got Coors Field. We got all the fun in the world. Let's talk some hitters on this slate. Catcher's position for you here. Sean Murphy, Michael Kopech coming off the IL. It was kind of a let him get his mind right IL stint. We'll see how he pans out. Because the thing with Kopech, the strikeouts have been phenomenal. Even when he struggled, the struggles have been walks that lead to big innings. So we got the Atlanta Braves. The team that scores tons of runs, of course. So you got Sean Murphy at $5,400 versus Kopech. That's in play for you. Jonah Heim versus Aaron Civale at 49. If you want to go Texas versus Civale. I like Civale. He usually limits the damage, but he can get around. It is the Texas Rangers. So if you're stacking Texas, Jonah Heim at 49 is not too shabby. But let's save some money. You got William Contreras in Great American Small Park versus Graham Ashcraft at $4,400. That is a great one to pay up for if you're going to pay up at the position of catcher. Cheaper options, Cal Raleigh against Eduardo Rodriguez, making, I believe, his second start off of the IL at $4,100. So that's a good spot there. Cause I don't think Erod will go super deep, which means tons of Detroit bullpen in that matchup. Cheaper options. Again, Elias Diaz, the all-star game MVP is $4,100 versus Carlos Rodon in Coors. So he's in play for you below 4K now. Mitch Garver, if he's in the lineup versus Savali at 38, not my favorite, but I don't hate it. Yainer Diaz not doing that. Sorry. Going to go cheaper though, like Danny Jansen at $3,500 versus Ryan Nelson. Nelson's been good and bad of late. There's no hiding that. It's been good and bad, but I could see a little Ryan, Danny Jansen and the Jays at $3,500 as a cheaper option. If Austin Wins is catching for Colorado instead of Elias Diaz, Wins is $3,200 versus Rodon. I hope it's Diaz, but if you need another Coors option for you, you can go that direction. And then other than that, below 3K, you got Higashioka of New York. If he's in the lineup, he's $2,900 in Coors. Trevino's $2,800 in Coors. So your Yankees catchers, very cheap in Coors Field if you want to go there. And then I'm trying to see. I don't think he's priced at this position, but let's see. The A's made a – oh, there he is. Tyler Soderstrom is $2,000 for the Oakland Athletics. Dude's got a ton of power. Ton of swing and miss, though. Ton of swing and miss. I will say that right now. But he's $2,000. Really good value against Kenta Maeda on Friday. First base position for you here, you got Matt Olson versus Kopech at 6K. Freeman versus Verlander. Like me some Olson a little more in that matchup. Paul Goldschmidt versus lefty Mackenzie Gore at 55 if you want to go that route. You got the home run derby champion Vladito at $5,200 versus Nelson. So you got some good payoff spots. Olson's all the way up the top, and he's the best option for me. But all those guys can mix and match in your stacks. Below 5K, though, I don't mind Justin Turner at 47. It's just a shame he's gotten this expensive. We were riding this train for a long, long time. But Turner at $4,700 versus Kyle Hendricks. I'm not a big fan of Hendricks. Tons of pitching to contact there. So you got Turner in that matchup. Joey Votto versus Corbin Burns. Votto's the perfect tournament play. It's all or nothing. He hit three home runs in his first few games. They went like 0 for a week. Then he go on the road outside of Great American Small Park, and Votto hits 4 more bombs. It's the boomer bust. It's like the Joey Gallo syndrome, but a little bit better at batting average of Joey Votto at $4,400. Josh Naylor versus John Gray at 43. Gray has not been the same since his recent little blister issue. So Naylor at 43 is a decent little price tag there. You got to like the Rays against Marsh and company at Kansas City. So you got Luke Raley at $4,200, first base outfield eligible against Marsh. Going below 4K though, CJ Cron is only $3,900 versus Carlos Rodon. Talk about chalk, folks. I know Rodon or Cron's missed a lot of time, but he's kind of come back and is swinging it pretty decently. You get him in Coors Field versus Rodon, and then the Yankees pin at $3,900. It's hard to completely ignore that one. Going down cheaper, the Nationals have been pesky. They're not putting up a ton of, like, the ISO isn't super high, so there's not a lot of power departments, but they'll pesky you to death. And Joey Meneses is that dude. He's $3,500 versus Miles Mikolas. And Meneses got the power going. He hit four home runs in the final week of the first half. He has six on the season now, but four home runs, getting things going there. He's $3,500 versus Mikolas. Garrett Cooper at 32. If you're not using Kramer, Coop is swinging an extremely hot bat headed into the All-Star break. You got Ty France is kind of cold. He does like his lefties, though. He's 3K versus Eduardo Rodriguez, if you want to go there. Other than that, though, like Tristan Casas at 26. We always love that Casas value against Hendricks. He'd be one to target for if you're punting the position. Like Alex Kirilloff's $2,400 versus Blackburn. It's just we have better ballparks to attack on this slate, but it is a great matchup for the Twins versus potentially Paul Blackburn. So you get Kirilloff at 24 is another option for you on this slate. And then I will say Aranda got the call up because Yandy Diaz got put on the paternity list. He's missing Friday for sure. Saturday, Sunday up in the air still. So you got Jonathan Aranda, first base, third base eligible for Tampa Bay at 2K. Another great value. He's hitting it great in the minors. In a couple chances when he was up for Josh Lowe in the recent week, Aranda hit pretty well. So don't sleep on him as a value. I like Jonathan Aranda better than Tyler Soderstrom if you're looking for a 2K value on this slate. Second base, Betts is always in play. You got Semien versus Savali at 62. Ozzie Albies at 56 is great. You got Matt McClain against Burns at 55, which is very enticing. Gleyber Torres and Coors at 53. All phenomenal plays. It's the usual. When you're paying up, for the most part, it stacks outside of an occasional guy. Like I'll make a point to get to. But you pay for what you're paying for. I'm more important to give you the value plays potentially to build around the expensive spots here. Like Jonathan India at 49, I'd rather take a chance on him. Well, his teammate McClain is fine too, but India over some of those other 5K guys. India $4,900, Great American Small Park, Corbin Burns. I like that chance there. Low 4Ks, Whit Merrifield, the all-star. Whit Merrifield is $4,300 versus Ryan Nelson. Andrés Giménez, who I love, is only 4K versus John Gray. We keep playing him. They keep not raising his price tag. I'll keep enjoying that with Andrés Giménez at $4,000. Below $4,000 now, it is a little murkier as you expect. Westberg is $3,100 for Sandy Alcantara. Edward Julian at $3,100 versus Blackburn. Julian, he finished up the first half very strong. So Julian at 31 is a guy I would definitely have on your list. And then other than that, not a ton standing out right now. I want to see if Geloff is down here. Because, yep, Zach Geloff of the A's, he's second base, third base eligible. He had 12 homers and 20 stolen bases at AAA. He's getting called up with Soderstrom. Geloff is $2,000. You got Soderstrom, you got Aranda, you got Geloff, all $2,000, all in great spots. I want Aranda out of all three of those guys, though. Second base position, or third base position for you. You got Ellie De La Cruz is up to 6,300, and he's third base shortstop eligible. Not a bad play. You got J-Ram against John Gray at 6K. He'll get overlooked because of Ellie De La Cruz. Devers is in play. You got Arenado versus lefty. Josh Young at 52 versus Savali will get completely overlooked in this range. Spencer Steer as well at 51 will not get touched. Somehow Austin Riley's $4,900. He's like the seventh third baseman on this list. That is value, folks. That is what we call value per his price point. But I love Ellie De La Cruz on this slate. Gunnar Henderson at 46 is a big boy play. I think that's one third base shortstop. He keeps getting it done, leading off. I know it's Sandy Alcantara. I'll keep attacking Sandy, and I'll live with it and see another day. Going down below 4K, they got Isak Paredes at $3,900 versus Marsh. We love the Tampa Bay Rays. I think they get overlooked a bit compared to because you got those two big ballparks in play. So Tampa Bay can be a fun cheapie, and they're priced pretty fairly, actually. So you got Paredes at $3,900. You know we had Jonathan Aranda already, second base, third base at 2K as well. Or first base, third base, sorry. Mid 3Ks and below, Heimer Candelario at 35. We'll keep going there. Josh Donaldson and Coors is $3,500 versus Gomber. That's a bit cheap. Low 3Ks, you got Westberg at 31, talked about him already. Below 3Ks now, I don't expect much because we hit on a bunch of the big third basemen there outside of like Gayloff and Aranda down here at 2K. Most of it's 3K and above at third base. Shortstop for you, I got Corey Seager at 65. That is worth paying up for because Aaron Civale, Ellie De La Cruz at 63. But for me, if I'm paying up at shortstop, it's probably Wander Franco at 57 versus Marsh. Going back to their Tampa Bay discussion here, I think that's a place we want to heavily target on this slate. You got McClain at 55. You got Bichette at 54 versus Nelson. That's a good spot as well. Going below 5K now, Gunnar Henderson at 46. I told you how much I like him. If you are stacking Minnesota versus Blackburn, Carlos Correa is 45. He should be in your stack, if so. But a great value. Indy in the first half swinging it very, very well. Hopefully it carries over in the second half. Willy Adames is only $4,300 in Great American Small Park versus Graham Ashcraft. So I like that for Willy quite a bit at $4,300. A few other ones here in the low 4Ks into the threes now. Ezekiel Tovar and Coors at 37 is a dude we like to keep an eye on at the cheapy. CJ Abrams at 29. He's another guy stealing all kinds of bases, hitting for extreme average. So he'll rack up points for value at $2,900. That is CJ Abrams. Keep an eye on Zach Neto of the Angels. He's supposed to return this weekend. Not sure which day yet, but he's only $2,700 for his JP France. So he could be a value for you if he's in the Angels lineup on Friday. Outfield position on a 14-game slate, bonkers. Acuna at 66. Yes, please. Betts, Corbin Carroll, all great. Adelis Garcia at 59 might get overlooked here. I like that quite a bit. Randy Arozarena at 54 might be one of my favorite pay-up spots. Again, why? Tampa Bay, everybody. Going down to the low fives into the Pittsburgh's also a fun one. It's a bad ballpark compared to the other ballparks to target, but Ross Stripling sucks. I'm a Giants fan. Ross Stripling should not be in the rotation. So Brian Reynolds at 52 is almost worth the price tag to me. We'll get to a value that I love in tournaments, which you should already know by now. But Reynolds at 52 is there. You got Spencer Steer at 51 going below 5K. No, we got Stanton and Coors at 5K. Below 5K though, like Lane Thomas at $4,900 versus Mikolas is not too shabby. You got Cedric Mullins at 48 versus Alcantara. J-Rod, Julio Rodriguez, the man of the week in Seattle, is $4,800 versus E-Rod. We got Jake Fraley at 47 in Great American. Masataka Yoshida having a great first half in his rookie season at 46 versus Hendricks. Christian Yelich at 46 is too cheap compared to the other guys priced above him against Graham Ashcraft at 46. We love Christian Yelich on this slate. Chris Bryant is in Coors at 46 as well. Going down, TJ Friedl at 44. You guys know my love for Friedl. I take Friedl over Fraley every single time just for the savings. Does it always work? No. Has it worked more often than not? Yes. So TJ Friedl at 44 is good. We talked about Luke Raley, first base outfield at 42. That's a good price tag for our Tampa Bay love. Michael Harris the second, $4,100 was heating it up heading into the break. Ezekiel Duran at 4K versus Savali if you're stacking Texas is there. Mickey Moniak's hitting cleanup most games for the Angels with Trout out. He's $3,800 for JP France, so he's a bit of a value. One of your better tournament plays on this slate, previously mentioned in a roundabout way, Jack Sawinski, Jack the Pirate Sawinski, $3,800 for Stripling. I like that a lot. I would not be surprised if Sawinski puts one into the Allegheny on Friday. Austin Hayes is here. You can keep him in mind. Eddie Rosario at $3,700 versus Kopech. You got Leody Tavares at 36. But Jaron Duran is another good cheapie, 36. He's been putting up double digits on the reg based on stealing so many bags, which scores runs. Doesn't always have to hit for home for power to put up the points we want on DK. So Jaron Duran at 36 is 100% in play against Hendricks. Low threes, you got like not a ton, actually. Not a ton. I love Seiya Suzuki at 32, maybe. Jose Siri at 31 versus Marsh is definitely there. Going below 3K or at 3K, Travis Jankowski at 3K versus Savali. I do like that as a 3K play. Jordan Walker, if you're attacking Mackenzie Gore, Walker at 3K is a good value. So I'm on board with that. Below 3K now, Jesus Sanchez is a great tournament play at 28. I like Dean Kramer. Kramer can be hit. Sanchez is the kind of guy when we're looking for value that can double dong for you. And I like that quite a bit. Cole Kowser is down here at 27. Max Kepler at 27 is another value for you. A few others, as there'll be tons. Like Dane Myers in Miami's $2,600. One of my favorite values if he's in the lineup, Will Benson at $2,600 versus Burns. Benson is a beast. And I know it's Corbin Burns, but $2,600 for dude in a great American like that, big, big fan of. Let's recap the pitching. The ones I'm mainly targeting, Glasnow at 10-3, Chucky at 9K, Castillo at 89. Go down a little farther. Maeda 77, Bayo 77, and Kramer 71. I told you the GPP versus cash game considerations there. Let's talk stacks, though. This is where it gets fun. You can go Miami versus Baltimore if you want. You can go Baltimore versus Miami. Fine. I like Pittsburgh as a small, sneaky stack versus Stripling. Big fan of that. I think Toronto versus Ryan Nelson is 100% in play. We're stacking Great American Small Park. We love Milwaukee versus Ashcraft. That's easy. And some of those guys like Yelich and Adamas and William Contreras and company are too cheap. So I love that Milwaukee stack. Joey Weimer, too cheap. Love that stack. But I don't mind bringing Cincinnati back. They're expensive against Corbin Burns, which will between Burns and the price, will definitely lower their ownership. I don't mind Atlanta versus Kopech. I think Texas versus Savali is a very, very fun one on this slate. That'd be one I'd keep in mind. I think Boston-Chicago could definitely be in play depending on the weather in that one. My favorite stack outside of Coors and Great American, you should know by now, Tampa Bay against Marsh. Stack the Tampa Bay Rays, please. Some others to look at, Washington, kind of like Pittsburgh, a pesky little stack there versus Mikolas. You got Colorado and the Yankees. Yankees versus Gomber is awesome. I think Minnesota versus Blackburn is also a kind of fun one to go to. But my main ones, I love Milwaukee. I love Tampa Bay. Those are my top two stacks. Mix and match from there. You guys know the drill. Let's have some fun. Let's hope weather leaves us alone. We got a full 14-game slate on Friday. If you look at the DraftKings app right now, they're showing chances of rain everywhere. We'll see what happens. It's going to be hot as hell on the West Coast. Balls will be flying a lot more for any of those West Coast games. Another reason why Minnesota could be interesting against Oakland. So let's have some fun this weekend. Enjoy yourselves. I'll be back with you guys on Monday to get you ready for a full week of action. But we're back, baby. Baseball's back. Second half of baseball. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 14th edition.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.